Cough Gimel Towers, Friday the 10th of July, Rabbi Avram Eretroy. Fascinating links to the Sedra.
Today, Chof Gimel Tammuz is a very, very special day. Besides, as this is Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, which will be Mekasher, Sinai Parshas Pinchas, Erev Shabbos Parshas Pinchas, which this will be Mekasher, the Parshas Pinchas to this day. Chof Gimel Tammuz, 113 years ago, Tov Reish Samach Beis, was Nifta a personality, a Welt personality. And I'm going to say over a vort, the last vort that this Rav said over in public. This is the first, or leider the last, Rav HaRoshi in America. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, he came from Litter. In America they were looking for Rav HaRoshi, and they went to ask the Gedoyle Litter if they have somebody who they can send. And this Rabbi Yaakov Yosef was a gewaltige personality, a world speaker, a Ga'ona Ga'onim, he had a Ga'onish head, and in those days, 113 years ago, he was Nifta. So we're going back 130, 140 years ago. When he came down to America, America was a desolate place. There were Eden, but it was nothing like it is today. It was nothing like it was 80 years ago, even before the Second World War. And Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan, the Kovner Rav, he sent this Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, that he should go to America. Being such a personality, he was a gewaldige speaker. He was a Gaon, he knew Halacha, he knew Lomdus, and he thought he was passing as ever can an Oifkon in America. He came to America, and by his Kabbalah Sponim, there was 30,000 Eden who were by his Kabbalah Sponim when he said his first drosh in America. 30,000 Eden heard him, and they were astounded. They came home from this drosh, this was a talk of town. Everyone spoke, you hear what we have heard. You know our personality, what a special Rav we're getting here in America. That's how it started. Till this Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, he etzach, what's the first thing a Rav does when he comes to a new place? He went to check the Shechita. And he saw the Shochtim Zenishka Shochtim. They don't know the halachas, they don't shecht properly. And he saw Shmir Shabbos wasn't like it should be. So, but the first thing he wanted to do is, he wanted to build a kashrus, that the shechita should be a kosher shechita. And he had a very, very big oilam who went against him. The butchers and the shochtim. And slowly, slowly, they saw he didn't get the support of the people. And slowly, slowly, he lost his hashpor. Ednit oifketon, nishtin shechita. He wanted to work on Shmir Shabbos, on other wichtige Yisoides of Das Yehudis, and it didn't help. And slowly, he lost his Ashpoa. He had a Besmedrish, I think, I don't know how many thousands of people downed by him. Slowly, they left the Besmedrish, and he was left with a very, very small Sibir. Ulaidim Abedaseinu Rabim, he had a stroke. From Agnes Nefesh, that he himself thought, when he'll come to America, all his dreams he had, when he'll come to America, he had a stroke, and he became paralyzed in half his body, his speech became blurred, he couldn't speak anymore like he could, and he was a broken man. The last Rosh, he said, they brought him in 113 and a half years ago, Kol Nidre Nacht. They brought him into the Smedish. He had to be carried into the Smedish. They brought him into the Smedish and he said he wants one last time to say here at Rosh. And he sat there and he stood by the bima and he said at Rosh. I don't know if everyone understood what he said. But I'm going to say over what he said. He said like this, a gewaldige, gewaldige Wort. This is not a Gemara which is nicht zu verstehen. A bekannte Gemara. Everyone knows this Gemara. But I'm going to tell you today a fabulous pshat. I think this is the emes of pshat in this Gemara. The Gemara says at the end of Soita, Mishames Rebbe Votla Anova. When the Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Nifta, Anova, there is no more Anova. You won't find any more Anova in the world after the Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Nifta. Omele Rabbi Yosef Letana. So Rabbi Yosef told the Tana, Loitisna Anova. Don't say, Mishames Rebbe Votla Anova. Deka Anova. Amir. Have you ever heard? A person can give himself many compliments. You can say that I'm a balstocker, you can say, I know Shas. If I know Shas, I know Shas. You can't catch me on a toysis, that you can say. Because have you ever heard of somebody saying, like this, I'm a big honor, I'm a very, very big honor. I mean, this is something nishto mashtein. What's Rabbi Yosef saying? Like this, I'm over the kano. Says Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, Zechreinu Levracha, today's his 113th yahrzeit. He said a fabulous pshat. He said, let's go back to the history of this Rabbi Yosef. Who was Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef was a big Rosh Hashiva. And he had in Ardoi a yeshiva of hundreds and hundreds of Talmidim. Sevishin Zayin Talmidim, between his Talmidim, were the big Amoroim, who I think every day when we learn Gemara we mention them. Abaye and Rava. That was Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara says, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Sinai v'oikahorim. He was an oikahorim. How he understood learning. How the Chedushi Torah Rabbi Yosef was mechadish in learning. With such fabulous Talmidim. G'doy le'adoy amroim. And what happened to Rabbi Yosef? He became ill, v'shokach Talmudoy. He forgot his learning. And but they used to remind him, in his later years, what he used to say. Because when he said over something, it wasn't correct. So they used to remind him that the Gemara says many times, Rabbi Yosef chole v'shokach Talmudoy, and his Talmidim reminded him what he said when he was gesund. So Rabbi Yaakov Yosef said, Rabbi Yosef, the Amoyer Rabbi Yosef said, look at me. Can anybody think, koichi v'oitzim yodi? Can anybody think I am something? As some people, you have a good brain, you have a good heart, so you feel, yo, ich bin, look who I am, how special I am. Look at me and you'll realize, a person is nothing. Whatever he has is from the Rabbeinu Shlalom. When the Rabbeinu Shlalom wanted, I should remember what I learned. When the Rabbeinu Shlalom wanted, I should be a Rosh Hashiva. And I should have to meet him like a Bayer Rover, then I was Matzliach. If the Rabbeinu Shlalom didn't want, so my brain doesn't work and I've forgotten my learning. Is Rabbi Yaakov Yosef gestanden in his shul kol nidre nacht, and he said, look at me, I'm a world speaker. Thousands and thousands of people were impressed how I said it Rosha. Thousands and thousands of people were inspired from my goyness. I was a big gaon. I knew halacha. And I had gewaldige, gewaldige ideas how to build up Yiddishkeit in America. Look at me! What am I now? A broken man. Nothing. I can't talk anymore. And I'm ill. And I didn't achieve anything here in America. Anything. Very little. So look at me and you'll see. Nobody can be a Balkaifa. Like, tisna anova deika no. So in day-to-day life, when a person sometimes can feel, look how special I am, we should always remember, whatever we achieve in life is from the Rabbeinu Shlalom. So there's no place for Gaiva. There's no place to be about Gaiva. Look how special I am. However special I am is only because of the Rabbeinu Shlalom. This is koiches and matonas that the Rabbeinu Shlalom gives a person. Is this a person that has talents? People have talents. We have talents. But every talent a person has is a matonah which the Rabbeinu Shlalom gave him. And this matana he has to use, lehagdil shmoi, to make a kiddush Hashem in the world, and to use it to why the Rabbeinu Shlalom gave it. This is in any talent, in any matana that a person has. There's many, many fachen and talent that a person has, That's what Rabbi Yosef says, Om Rabbi Yosef Dekano. This is a word, the last word, that Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Zechrein Rebrocha said in public. What's all this in Parshas Pinchas? I want to tell you. I don't know if we ever thought, if we would imagine what we would do in this situation. There's a pasuk in this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha is our pasuk that says like this. We think we know. This is the Dosan Vaviram who they went against Moshe Aaron. Ativ Tachoris is Piyah. Vativ Loisam Ves Koirach. Uvnei Koirach Loi Mesu. The Torah is talking about Dosan Vaviram. First of all, when the Torah talks about the Machlokes of Koirach, the main troublemakers, the Torah says, is Dosan Vaviram. Uvnei Koirach Loi Mesu. How's it coming here in Parshas Pinchas? If anything, Uvnei Koirach Loi Mesu should say in Parshas Koirach. Why in Parshas Pinchas is mentioned when you're talking about the Machlokes of Koirach, Uvnei Koirach Loi Mesu? So the Rechaim HaKodesh says, the troublemakers by Koirach wasn't Koirach. Koirach meant Neshem Shemayim. Horaya, Koirach's children stayed alive. Whose children were lost forever is Dosan Vaviram. Dosan Vaviram, their property and their children were lost forever. Why? Because they were the main troublemakers that they were in by the Koirach. I want to think, was also Obstellen Trachten, who were this Dosan Vaviram? What's their history? If you go through the Torah, you'll realize the eighth time that Moshe Rabbeinu had with Dosan Vaviram was by the Machloekes of Koirach. The first time is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Mitzrayim, he was a young boy of 13, and he went and he saw a Mitzri hit Seyid. What did he do? He killed the Mitzri. The next day, he goes out and sees two Yidna arguing, and he says, why are you hitting each other? Who are these people? Dosan Vaviram, Doshbeit and Rashi. Dosan Vaviram. And what did they do? You're going to tell us, Musa, what did they do? They went to Paro, and they told Paro that Moshe killed the Mitzri. What happened? So who was the first trouble that Dosan Vaviram did to Moshe Rabbeinu is, they went to Paro, and they told Paro that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri. Moshe Rabbeinu then was 13 years old. What happened because of this? How much did Moshe Rabbeinu suffer from this Lashon Hara? Till 80, he wasn't in Mitzrayim. That means, for over 67, nearly 67 years, he was Ednish Gavoyin Svishin Yidin. He went to Kush, he went to Midian, he ran away, he never came back to Mitzrayim, till the Rabbi Yishim told him, you can now go back. That means, if he would have entered Mitzrayim in the 67 years, he would have been killed. So the Rabbi Yishim told him of it, after 67 years, now you can go back. So let's just imagine, if a person would have to leave England for 67 years, because a Yid massed him, can you imagine how much he would dislike this person? With a recht, a mossel. A mossel is Yoridim Lechayov. Dosan Vaviram with Mosselim. Mosselim Yoridim Lechayov. Good. That was the first thing that Moshe Rabbeinu had with Dosan Vaviram. The next incident he had with Dosan Vaviram was when he came to Mitzrayim, and the Rabbi Yishim sent him to go speak to Paroi. So he went to speak to Paroi. On the way out, Paroi saw the Yidin Nirpim Atem Tichbat Ha'avoyde. And then, after this, the Hachroza went out, Tichbat Ha'avoyde, his Dosan Vaviram come to Paroi. So they say they come to Moshe, and they tell Moshe, why did you go to Paroi? You're only making us trouble. Till you went, we worked hard. But now we have to work even harder. Who was this? Sheikh Medrash Dosan Vaviram. So what happened? So Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Rabbi Nishvelom and he said, Lom Aroi Salom Azeh. What happened? Atotire. You'll see what happened to Mount Paroi, but you won't go into Eretz Yisrael. So when was Moshe Rabbeinu told that you won't go into Eretz Yisrael? Because Dosan Vaviram complained, and because of this Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lom Aroi Salom Azeh. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was not let into Eretz Yisrael. Come to us that Moshe Rabbeinu suffered 67 years. He had to run away from Mitzrayim, not live between Eden, be 10 years in Tvis and Kush, be near them in Midian, till he came back to Mitzrayim. And when he came back, Moshe Rabbeinu's Sheifei Geven, which we see in this week's parsha, to enter Eretz Yisrael, and who was shuldig behind it all, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go into Eretz Yisrael? This came from the complaints that Dothan Avinu complained. And they said, you're only making life difficult for us. Why did you go to Paran? That was the second time. So I think, let's just imagine, if we'll be in Moshe Rabbeinu's shoes, what will we do now? And we'll meet this Dothan Avinu. I think we'll have Aller Rechten. He's a muscle. He's the biggest troublemakers at Nachshayach. You would do anything to get rid of them. Let's hear what's going to be. Third time, Nitna Roish and Roshuva Mesroy Moshleit and Pekah and Rebleza. Dosan Vaviram. Not like the Tag of Yonison, that they weren't there by Kriyas Yam Suf. In Pekah and Rebleza says that Nitna Roish and Roshuva Mesroy Mo. Who was it? Dosan Vaviram. Again, by Kriyas Yam Suf. He's not going through a difficulty. Who's now there to complain? Dosan Vaviram. Third time. The fourth and fifth time is Badamon. Badamon, who was the one who left over the mon? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'll see him and I'll boyka. Dosan Vaviram. Who put mon Shabbos to show that Moshe Rabbeinu is not correct what he says? That Shabbos mon doesn't fall? Fight it, Dosan Vaviram. Is Dosan Vaviram will unterbrengen dan hugga of a manig Yisroel of Moshe Rabbeinu? Whatever he says, will show you he's wrong. That was again Dosan Vaviram. By Koirach, by Meraglim, when they came, the Meraglim came back, and they said then, Meraglim. Goes? Eretz Achelis Yisrael said the Meraglim said this. Oh, but this is called Eid of Eden. It's called Yivka on Belayla. Who? Lo Masnu Be'es Misraim Be Midbar Azul Lo Masnu. Sheikh Medrash. Who was this? Dosan Vaviram. The seventh time was by Korach. So we can imagine already how much Moshe Rabbeinu has suffered from this Dosan Vaviram. What's Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu Sheikh Impossible. It's unbelievable. Yishlach Moshe Nikroy Le Dosan Vaviram. He goes and calls him. He wants to make shalom with him. And Rashi says, "Yishlach Moshe, why? Ei machzikim b'machloikus, shoyim Moshe mechaza achreim lashlimon b'divrei shalom." He wants to make shalom with them. Such troublemakers. He suffered his whole life from them. When he was a little boy, he suffered a whole life from his Dosan Vaviram. And we're coming out to Koirach, and they're making a rebellion against Moshe. And what's he do? Likroy le Dosan Vaviram. He calls again Dosan Vaviram. Okay, they answer him, Loi Nal. That's how they answer Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, Rabbi Yishon tells him, Dabel Eide, He'olu misovev le'mishkan koirach dosan vaviram. Go away. The Rabbi Yishon tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'idab Hashem Moshe Leimoy, go away misovev le'mishkan koirach dosan vaviram. What's Moshe Rabbeinu do? The Rabbi Yishon tells him, we're now going to get rid of this dosan vaviram. Go away from them. And Moshe Rabbeinu already imagines they're going to die. I don't know if he knew how, but they're going to die. When now these Dosan Vaviram, this is the end. What's Moshe Rabbeinu do now? Is I would imagine he should be happy. But avoid to show him, Rino. You know how much trouble, how much I've suffered from them. Vayokom Moshe, vayelech el Dosan Vaviram. He goes again to them, a second time. Vayelchu achrov zikne Yisroel. You know what Kabbalah spawn they had? He just called them before and they said, Loi Nale. And again, by Yoko Moshe, with Zikri Yisroel, he goes again to call to Dosan Vaviram. What did he want from them? So that Ashpani should do tshuva. Can you imagine? What's if by Yoko Moshe of the Rechaim HaKodesh? Somebody who can be a mother midoisov to such an extreme. Das is Ayda Yoko. Von dem steigt der Mensch. This is a very, very... If we want to have a musik today, what it means, ve'ish moisha onav moid, mikolo odom ha'shapneo adomo, I think it's this posuk. Vayokam moisha, vayelech adosum vaviram. If after we've considered and thought over what Moshe Rabbeinu has suffered from the dosum vaviram, and should still wonder, they should do tshuva, they should stay alive. This is vayokam moisha. You can only do this when a person realizes, Moshe Rabbeinu realized, Ich bin garnished. Whatever I've achieved in life is a matone from the Rabbeinu Shloilam. I've done nothing to it. It'll be the Chodesh Avodah Zotva Ish Moshe Onam Oed Mikol Odom Shabbatei Adomba. If somebody would have my koiches, he would have achieved more. He would have done better. Somebody would have my talents, he would have achieved a lot more and a lot better what I achieved. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Dasa Rabbeinu. That, I think, is Dos Kum the Torah this week saying, who Dasa Rabbeinu? You should know who they are. Who were Mirishosam Mitchilosam Vatsayfam? From Parshas Shemois till Parshas Koyrach, how much Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu personally has suffered on this Dasam Aviram of an Achaltz. Moshe Rabbeinu is geblieben, that Moshe onav moed al kapre adoma, vayoka Moshe, and Moshe had an aliyah from there. The Gemara says, at the end of Pesachim, a Gemara, which is also a Gemara, which is Nishas Vashtein. The Gemara says, Mishtein in the Drei Wochen, we're waiting for Binyan HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Osit HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasi Suda L'Sadikim B'yoyim Sheyegomel Chazdei L'Zare Shel Yitzchak Kuf Yutes Omet Beis Emsochem La'acha Sho'ichlim B'Shoisim Noisim Noi L'Avrom Avinu Koish Abroche. After they've eaten and they've drank, they'll give Avrom Avinu Koish Abroche L'Vorach Oyma Lohen Amosh Rabbein, and Avrom Avinu will say, Eini M'Vorach, I'm not going to bench. They were mechabotim with benching, Avraham Avinu. Why not? I had a son Yishmael. So they give the kois to Yitzchak. He said, no, I had Esav. So they give it to Yaakov. So he says, no, I married two sisters. So they give it to Moshe Rabbeinu to bench. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not going to bench. Shloi zochisi li konus le'es Yisroel. I didn't enter Es Yisroel, loy b'chayai, not when I was alive, v'loy b'moisi, not when I was lifted. I never went into Es Yisroel, so I'm not going to bench. So they told Yeshua to bench. So he said, I'm not going to bench, because I wasn't zoicha to children. Yeshua didn't have any sons, so I'm not going to bench. So they told David HaMelech, Tula Boruch, Omar Lohen, Ani Avoruch. Yeah, David HaMelech says, I'll bench. Why? Velino Ale Boruch. Oh! Micha's shame to mention. You are you looking for somebody who is a shame that he should bench by this Suda? For me, it's shame to mention. Shanema kois Yeshua is Esav Hashem Hashem Ekro. Now, how do we understand this Gemara? Though we're mechabed the Chobetz Chaim to bench, Chobetz Chaim will say, no, I didn't go into Es Yisroel, like Chayav, like Moisi, I didn't bench. In Hilchus Birchus HaZimun, I've never found an halacha that you can only give benching to somebody who's been into Es Yisroel. You'll give the Chazon Ish to bench, you'll give the Belzerov to bench, say, no, we're not going to bench, we didn't have children. I didn't know, in Hilchus Birchus HaMozim Shteytnish, that if you didn't have children, then you don't bench. What's Pshat in this Gemara? That he's not going to bench because he didn't go into an Eretz Yisroel, he's not going to bench because he didn't have children, and then, how do we understand David HaMelech? David HaMelech says, Ani avorech, velino levorech. Azoi Rebman, David HaMelech schreibt in Tillim, Voloich is telas lo ish. And he says, Ani avorech, lino levorech. I'll tell you a pshat I saw in Sukkas David, an Odom Godel given in America. He was nifted a few years ago. He says a fabulous pshat in the Gemara. Ich zog, as does a pshat in the Gemara. I would be Mekadosh HaIsha, and I would say this is the pshat in the Gemara. And the Froyo be Mekadoshes. What? So he says like this. You're going to bench. What is benching? Benching is v'chalto v'savato v'rachto t'shem l'kech. A person, when he comes to bench the Rabbi Nishloilom, so he wants to thank the Rabbi Nishloilom for all the good he's done for him. So we don't just thank the Rabbi Nishloilom on the food I've eaten. You thank the Rabbi Nishloilom al eretz chemdo toivo, on bris chusanto sreinu trost v'shemadetonu, v'alakoy l'ashem elekeinu anachnu moidim loch. Anything good that's happened to me today, when I bench, so I think, when I say alakoyl, on all the good things that Rabbi Shem has done for me today. Avraham Avinu said, I feel I can't bench the Rabbi Shloilom 100% in kamus in echus. Kamus is the kamus, how you see it, and the echus is adoch and adoch. It should be mimamakim kurusicho Hashem. Avraham Avinu should thank the Rabbi Shloilom 100% fully in the whole potential from his 100%, he felt, I'm missing something. I have a Yishmol. You know, I appreciate the bonus of all that you've done for me, but I have a Yishmol. I feel I can't bench you 100%. I should be the chosen one to bench. And Yitzchak had the Esav, and Yaakov married two sisters, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, and Yeshua didn't have sons. Come David HaMelech. And David HaMelech says, yeah, I can bench. David HaMelech, we all know the story of David HaMelech, the 70 years he lived. I don't know if we do know. Till 30, his father and his brothers thought he was a mamzer. They didn't let him eat at the same table as his brothers. They sent him out to the fields to work with the shepselech, so the ze'evim, the wolves, should eat him up. When Shmuel came to be Moshech, one of Yishai's children, is Yishai nicht eingefallen, David HaMelech was his son. He said, I brought all my sons. So Shmuel asked, do you have another one? No. And then he said, do you have another one? It must be. I said, maybe you mean David. Then, David, till he was 30 years old, till Shmuel and Ovi was Moshech him, Yishai and his brothers weren't matching him like a child. The whole story the Chiddush brings down, what happened, why they thought he was a mamzer. But that's how they thought. David HaMelech then suffered his years when he was a Melech Yisrael. Avshalom, Mizmo le David Bochum and Avshalom Benoi. He suffered so much, but Avshalom from later, his other children, what he suffered, this one died, this was... David HaMelech had a life of sorrows. David HaMelech can bench? Why ani avorach v'lino levorach? So Sukkos David says, a gewaldige Wort. David HaMelech, when he was born, how long was he meant to live? He was meant to live 3 hours. Or the Marishan saw a baby born, and 3 hours later he was nifter. He said, what's this? He says his lifespan is not more than 3 hours. That's all he has. So he stopped up to the Marishan said, I see that this neshama has gewaldige kochus. He can give to Klal Yisrael something that nobody can give to Klal Yisrael like he can give. I'll give away 70 years of my life. And Adam Arishan gave away 70 years of his life to David HaMelech. So David HaMelech says by the Sudelos Lovoy, Mich kund gar nicht. I deserve 3 hours to live. Wherever you give me more than 3 hours is an extra, is a plus. I appreciate what you've given me and what I don't have. When a person feels he's meant to be alive, so when I'm meant to be alive, so I want a life. I want to be gesund. I want to have parnosser. I want to have choshev children. I'm alive. But when a person would realize in his day-to-day life, mich kommt gar nicht. I'm meant to be alive 3 hours. Whatever I'm living more than 3 hours is an extra, is a plus. So then we would look at life completely different. Then we would understand what David HaMelech says, Ani avorech, lino levorech. Yeah, lino levorech, because mich kum gornisht. The others, Moshe, Yeshua, they had a lifespan. They had years to live, 180 years, 120 years. So they can say they were missing Yishmol and Esav. Mich kum gornisht. Whatever I got, Rabbi Nishloilim, I appreciate. And I thank you. So that's what he said. Kois Yishua is Esav. Uveshem Hashem Ekro, Uveshem Hashem, that's Hashem of Arachmim. Whatever you did with me in my life, Rabbi Shloilom, is only Rachmim. David HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu are the foreword for us. We are Zoi, how we in today, nowadays, can have a Sheikhus to this gewaldige Mitte of Anova. We don't need to be a Chovetz Chaim to become a Novim. If we would look at life with a Vimedav Kuken, and we would appreciate and realize that whatever the Revolution does for us, he gives us our talents, he gives us whatever the Revolution gives us, we should appreciate what we get, and we should realize we deserve nothing, then we'll look at everything the Revolution gives us with an eye and toiver, and we will all be able to say, Kois Yishua is Esau, Hashem Hashem Ekro. So the Rebbeinu Shalom helfen, these dry wochens on the Shabbachmer and the Sosan and the Simcha, and we should all go, Ben Ureinu, Skeneinu, to be Makabu, Ben Ereshia, Sakeinu, Ben Heinu, Ben Yameinu, Amen.